The following podcast is a presentation of Spectrum One, online and on demand at SpectrumOne.net. The following Spectrum One podcast may contain language that some may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised. And now, WrestleChat.net, the freaking awesome network, and Spectrum One present the NAWC. For nearly a decade, the wrestling podcast of record, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sponsored this week by the following.
From what I understand, you guys like TNA around here.
Booking decision by TNA, they let an employee that is under the influence of reality go out there and gave him a live mic. But that's not the only thing we're going to laugh about TNA tonight, I think. I'm sure we'll find something. Welcome, everyone, to the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and around the table tonight, I got some doozies tonight. Let's start all the way on the other side of the planet with Bad News Beeman.
Oh, yes, and it's good news, ladies and gentlemen. I'm back with better voice than ever. So, bad news for everybody else.
And somebody that is going to make sure that everybody can hear us, our local technician, VRM.
And I noticed Jim is nowhere within the premises, which means I can just go and do this all night. Pony, 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 rainbow dash, pony, pony, Fluttershy, Pinky, Fluttershy, pony.
Please let it be Jim that has to do all the editing for this one. And somebody else who would be just as silly about all of this, and our resident legal eagle, who actually has picked a good week to be on, Jason Block.
Yeah, I have. Put it to you this way. Just have the brain bleach handy. Just saying. Okay?
I've got multiple buttons for it, I think. Do I have them all on here? One, two, I've got four brands of brain bleach to take care of that. Say that five times fast. Anyway, so let's start with the commotion that was our intro. It appears that Mr. Anderson is no longer working for TNA. Now, WrestleChat broke with this video, which has since been taken down. I'm sorry to hear that. I have a source, and you can put a Z on it if you want, because it don't make no sense. Somebody told me that it was because he failed a drug test.
Wait. TNA does drug testing?
I reiterate, that's why I'm putting a great big ugly Z on it, because I still want to know... If they do have a drug policy, why does Jeff Hardy still have a job?
If they do have a drug policy, why did they let Jeff Hardy go out on Victory Road 2011?
I reiterate. So I don't know what other what else happened, but
I heard there was a rumor that he misbehaved at the taping of some sort.
That was the prevailing.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that was the prevailing theory on WrestleChat when it broke.
Okay, Shane, what were your thoughts?
My thoughts were that it was from backstage politics of Mr. Anderson saying he would give Dixie Carter a mic check, and I don't mean the wrestling move, ladies and gentlemen. Hey-oh! I'm sorry.
It's all right. I think it was more the fact that, you know, that he wasn't getting a check for his mic. And probably has had more than enough of his payments being late. I see a valid question in the chat. How did TNA get any money to go get that taken down? I'm sure all they had to do was go talk to the boys at TNA Mecca.
There went Bobby Roode's paycheck, ladies and gentlemen, just to get that video taken down. Sorry, Bobby.
Bobby, you should have stayed in Orlando.
You really should have. Good grief.
So, I already know the answer to the next question. No, WWE is not going to take Anderson back. Do I hear any disagreement on this?
Excuse me. They'll look at him. They'll find out. Okay. But the WWE, if my memory serves, and, you know, I'm the oldest panelist here, he got shit canned the last time because he hurt the golden boy Randy Orton, right?
Right. Even if his only excuses are that he might have slipped.
So, I don't know. We'll see. That's all I'm saying. We'll see.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to, because for that reason alone, I don't think that they're going to give him another opportunity. They seem to be able to find a lot of good new talent. And obviously, you know, Kennedy is not going to move the needle.
He was mid-card at best.
I don't even think... Did he even win a title when he was in the Fed?
Yeah, he was the U.S. title holder, I believe. Let me look. Let me double check.
He had money... I know he had money in the bank.
Which he failed wellness, and then that briefcase went to Edge, because I was at 23 when he won it. And I remember down the line, whatever he did to screw up, they rushed an angle to get it off him and give it to Edge, and then Edge used it to cash in later.
New Year's Revolution 06, right?
Yes.
Wasn't that the first cash in?
No, it was the Raw beforehand, wasn't it?
This is 08. Yeah, 07, 08, I think.
This would have been 07, 08, because I think what they were doing was that Kennedy was going to probably hold it till WrestleMania and cash it in then. Yeah, because he wanted a new 07.
Yes, and by the way, he defeated Funaki on his SmackDown debut. Okay. And he won the, let's see, how many titles has he had? He has had U.S. Championship one time and the Money in the Bank. That's it.
Okay. Can you give me the date of his debut? I'm going to check something. I'm very curious.
August 25th, 2005.
Okay. Just give me a second. Live research, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, Ken Anderson is the trivia question answered to be the last televised opponent of Eddie Guerrero.
Yes. That one I was at. Okay. You said he debuted. Now, did he debut on a SmackDown?
Yes, he did.
Okay, I was not. Go ahead.
Yeah. It looks like the reason for losing the. If the injury happened during the match. Because it supposedly he tore his tricep, and then it turned out it was just a big hematoma.
Holy crap! I was there. August 16th, 2005, you said?
August 25th, episode 2005.
Okay. I have a match with Funaki from a Velocity on August the 16th.
He did... I'm looking back up in the OVW part. here. Yeah, he was, he did participate in a couple of Velocity matches, and think including one against Funaki in the lead up to his debut. So that might have been the final test match.
Okay.
If that was, because let's see, that was August 16th. Wrong year. August 16th. Was a Tuesday.
So yeah, taping date for air. You know, that's I believe that's Saturday. Is that when Velocity aired?
Yeah, that, yeah. Saturday late night was Velocity, like Saturday 10:30 or something like that.
Okay.
And then the very next, and then the very next week, the 23rd, going into the 25th SmackDown.
Okay. And actually, I had some did something a whole lot better before that show.
Looking. Ah, William Regal.
This was during his book tour, and I had the opportunity to shake his hand, and he signed my unscripted.
Very nice. Very cool.
So
that is just wrong.
Does this mean we got
they
our
put William Regal?
What? What?
I'm sorry. I was gonna say. That's just wrong. They put William Regal in front of a Mickey Mouse Monopoly set. God damn it.
Let's see. Actually, well, there, yeah, there's the Mickey Mouse one. There's a Winnie. There's a Winopoly one behind, directly over his shoulder, if you look.
Yeah, I do. I can see it. Yeah, Winopoly. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So I'm going to ask, and I'm probably wrong because I'm not even looking at my own run sheet. Was that all the TNA news we had?
I believe so. I mean, the new tapings are soon. I think, what, next week? Five shows, if I'm not mistaken?
I'm guessing they're in Nashville because there's no way they can get into Orlando right now.
Okay. And, I think they're live this week. Because they're starting, I think, hold on. TNA tapings. Because I know they're doing another series of tapings right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's at what the frick is that? The event center. Okay.
Okay.
TV events taping March 2016. I'm just trying to find it. Just give me a second. My apologies. Live research, folks. But, because I know, just give me a sec. I apologize. We'll come back to it when I have the, you know, because okay. I know the, and by the way, I will say, that one of the title holders of TNA wrestled an almost 2-hour match this week.
Why? And I hope he got paid in advance.
No, it was by it's CWF, Trevor Lee versus Roy Wilkins. It's okay. On YouTube for free. That's great. Wow. Whoo!
Mm-mm-mm.
That's 1 hour, 46 minutes.
No, thank you.
You think that's a little too much? I'm just...
As somebody who knows somebody who did the 24-hour match, which, of course, was just no-holds-barred battle royal where people could run in and run out as necessary.
Mm-hmm.
But still.
Oh, they're actually taping this week... this Tuesday, starting Tuesday, at the Impact Zone in Orlando.
Hmm.
It's Ethan Carter versus Matt Hardy, Jeff Hardy versus Eric Young. Gee, hey, Jeff's back from his sabbatical. so that's a double main event. But yeah, so they're taping in the Impact Zone for now.
Yeah. They better get it in while they can, because WWE is going to take over Orlando again. And this time they're going to grow some deeper roots. As it was announced this week, that WWE will be having next year's WrestleMania in Orlando, edging out Minneapolis because we have a crappy new stadium with an even crappier leaky roof and nobody's used it yet.
Are you talking U.S. Bank Arena, that one?
Yeah, this lump of coal they've got in downtown Minneapolis has a leaky roof. And we haven't even opened the damn doors.
Have they found a solution to it yet?
I haven't followed it, because all I know is it's going to be more tax dollars out of my pocket that I did not approve them to take. I'm hoping, though, that it's something that it's part of it. I know there's something in commercial insurance about protection during the construction process, but I'm not going to bore anybody with the details.
So they announced that the WrestleMania 33 will be back in the Citrus Bowl, mm-hmm. which they've done a lot of improvements to from what I've seen the pictures of.
I would settle for seats that actually have some cushion. They have bench seating. You know, they had bench seating last time I checked.
Couple of interesting notes from the press conference. One, Roman Reigns was there, ironically enough.
How do you look? I need a pick. And this isn't just me drooling over him either.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say his nose looked a little bigger, but other than that, he looked fine.
Well, there's not really much you can do. I mean, if he's not doing anything physical, there's really not much you can do in the way of bandaging or bracing a nose after facial reconstruction surgery if it was that severe. If it was just a broken nose and they put everything back into place again, there's really not much you can, you know, it's not like you can actually put a cast over his face. Not, although I'm sure there's fans that would like that.
Yeah.
Now, but with both of these men being at the event, is this WWE's way of teasing fans and saying we're probably going to get a Roman Reigns versus John Cena main event for 33?
No, I think it's just the fact that these are the two biggest faces of the company right now. And since Cena is not going to be doing any wrestling at 32.
The big news there.
Yeah, to which the
Roman, by the way, I think.
Thank you. To which the IWC, when the IWC read this, so you heard this.
Wow.
No, I think you heard a bigger yes chant from them than what you heard when they got Daniel Bryan back for the last Raw that he did.
So, but yeah, it's since Cena is not going to be in a match at WrestleMania, he's going to find a way to do something. We know that. He's going to go out there and talk just like Rock is. So that takes care of 1 hour of the show. Now we don't have to book so hard. But among some of the other projects that are going on with this next WrestleMania is that they are going to be constructing a physical Hall of Fame. Finally. I believe that the structure is going to be built on the ground at Universal someplace.
Let me find the page on a possible rumor killer.
Damn it!
Yeah. According to Orlando Business Journal, that's not the case, and that the former NBA City site has been revealed by a source close to Universal that it may end up being a Universal-themed attraction and not a WWE attraction. Universal hasn't revealed any plans for the site yet, so right now it's just speculation and rumor.
Excuse me a moment.
canned out wave.
I
two cans, one buzzkill.
Oh jeez. Oh wow. Okay. Oh,
I thought that was gonna be a lot worse.
Do I have fuckity fuck on here?
Well, I think you just saying it that way is a lot of fun.
That's one.
Oh, that's good.
So something as simple as me just sitting here just saying fuck, fuckity fuck.
Yeah, no, just the way you said that. Oh, but let me ask you something though. Get us on back topic here. When are they going to have a Hall of Fame? When?
You know what? I don't think it's a great concept on paper, but I think WWE to a point is scared to death to do it.
Yeah.
Between the fact-checking fan base who's going to say, "Well, what about, you know, Bobo Brazil's limo driver or whoever it was that they jokingly inducted in one of the early Hall of Fame things?" And if any, you know, the whole Hogan thing. Ladies and gentlemen, segue.
Oh boy.
It is official. The trial of the century, the 21st century, yuck, is underway.
And I just say that this trial is a complete joke.
Oh wow, tell us why.
Why? Because we have one piece of video from that trial, which I could not help but piss myself laughing over, and I had to say to myself, this has to be scripted or something, surely. Because you have an attorney in a court of law saying to Hulk Hogan, saying to Terry Bollea, "Did you not say in that video that you had a 10-inch penis?"
Oh, jeez! Wow!
No, let him finish.
And then Terry Bollea looks at this guy and says, "No, I did not say that I had a 10-inch penis. I said Hulk Hogan has a 10-inch penis. I can assure you, Terry Bollea does not have a 10-inch penis, brother."
Okay, wait. Well, you know, it's actually very interesting. And I did, amazingly enough, and the fact that my brain is still here, you know, is amazing. I did watch some of the live stream.
I am so sorry. You didn't have to do that. You deserve a medal.
Well, but all joking aside, a lot of it is Hogan is, I mean, Bollea. See, that's the thing. He's so far gone. He believes that Terry Bollea and Hulk Hogan are two different people.
Or that this is a unique brand of politicking of where he's saying, you know, that is a character, but you're talking to me. Do you want to talk to Terry Bollea or do you want to talk to Hulk Hogan? That's two completely different, you know, two completely different things.
Because he was, you know, he was saying, "Oh, this, you know, this, you know, the tape was, you know, embarrassing, etc." But he said he did multiple interviews with TMZ, and he said, "Oh yeah, but that's Hulk Hogan doing that, and I was in character." Okay.
Yeah, but the racist tirade—you can't tell me he was in character.
No, of course not.
So,
whoa! Hang on a second. For all we know, Bubba the Love Sponge's ex-wife, I'm hoping now, was probably saying, "Can you be Hulk Hogan for me and just give me the leg drop?" Like, for all we know. And then he's probably stayed in character that whole time.
just for that, I want her as a character witness to refute his answer to the previous question.
Right. Well, I got one. Well, Ed Leslie was upset about the fact that Hulk Hogan, when he's talked this week, that he doesn't have many friends, knowing he used to be close to Beefcake, but isn't friends anymore because he got remarried and Hogan and Beefcake's wife don't get along. And he wrote on his Facebook account, "I'd like to defend my wife, Barbie Beefcake, and call out Hulk Hogan to tell the truth. The real reason why we aren't friends or get in the ring. This is unreal. Why would my wife be brought up in the Hogan sex trial? Shit's about to go down if the real truth comes out."
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, is that just a media grab? Because it feels like a media grab.
Yeah, okay. And Linda Hogan had an interview with Inside Edition this week. Okay.
Okay.
And she disputes the whole Hogan's testimony why the family decided to do their VH1 reality show Hogan Knows Best. Okay.
Because he needed the money, brother.
Well, I was going to get it. Hulk claimed that Linda wanted to do it as a way of repayment for the years of sacrifice. Linda has a different story, stating, "I never said those words. I never said anything like it," she said. "In fact, the understanding was that he came and approached me to do the show in order to help his wrestling career, in order to give him a little zap because the wrestling was falling off." Ta-da! In regards to the $100 million, she said, quote, "I would be shocked if he gets a number anywhere near $55 million like Aaron Andrews. I would think $10 million if he wins. He has no regret. He has no shame in his game. His attitude is that it's everyone else's fault, and I don't really think he is sorry," she said. "I didn't find out about him having the sex tape until it became national news. It's hard to believe I was married to this man that I had children with, that I lived with, that I had to look and talk to and trust as my husband, and he's doing this kind of stuff behind my back. According to her, he don't deserve shit."
Linda, dear. You have no right to judge anyone on their character due to the fact that you were screwing the pool boy. Jesus Christ. And you're going to come out here and talk about character. Jesus Christ.
And nobody's looking good out of this one, because we have Hogan, who's a racist and a liar. And then you have Gawker, who is willing to poison everybody's brains with that damn sex tape. And then on the stand, one of the representatives was willing to say that, yes, they would post child pornography.
Oops. Really?
Let me find the quote.
I'm trying to find...
Under oath. Oh, God.
I think it was under oath. I'm gonna find this again. Okay. It's in this section, I'm pretty sure. Gawker. No?
If the CEO of Gawker ever gets brought into that courtroom, I want him to say under oath he's firing that douchebag. Friggin', like, seriously.
Which section was the Gawker thing in? Was that actually in TNA or is that in Rest of Wrestling?
It could have been Rest of Wrestling.
Yeah, here it is. Okay, give me a moment. Come on. That doesn't help me.
Okay, Gawker, you said child pornography?
Well, it was an implication. I might be going over. Let's see.
Oh, hold on. Here it is. This is from New York Magazine.
Okay.
I've got this. Okay. Hold on. I'm just trying to. Okay. In a deposition, Hogan's lawyers played video of former Gawker editor A.J. Delario's 2013 deposition. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, was asked this: "Can you imagine a situation where a celebrity sex tape would not be newsworthy?" Answer: if they were a child. Under what age? 4. Okay. But what happened was is that if you watch the tape, according to this guy, the guy is giving a petulant response to a silly question. Okay? And in other words, the way they're interpreting this, and of course the New York Times implied that Dularia was assenting that they would publish the sex tapes. Gawker's spokesperson clarified in a statement that the second part of the exchange was sarcastic. He just said in the prior answer he wouldn't post a tape of a child, and when the question was repeated, he obviously made a point in a flip way because his answer was already clear. But of course, none of this matters. Dularia's may not have been evil, strictly speaking, but it was very, very stupid. Okay? Try this on for size. Gawker witness Nick Denton said this. Women are given more protection than men are in the court of public opinion, certainly among more progressive readers. Okay? He also talked about things like page view metrics, traffic whoring, as gratuitous and likened to empty calories, okay? And then you also had a testimony from Mike Foley, who was a journalism professor, that Gawker behaved unethically, published non-newsworthy material, and failed to pass the Cheerios test. I don't know what that is, okay? And what is the Cheerios test? Would you want your readers to see this at breakfast first thing in the morning? Okay, and it's going on, you know, and most legal experts think that even with all this salaciousness, that Hogan is going to win this. That Hogan is going to get a settlement of some sort, you know?
No, like I said, Gawker, you know, if we just go by the letter of the law, you know, if we take the players out of this, a video was posted without the filmed individual's permission and monetized.
You take all the BS away. That's it.
That's the meat and potatoes of it. So Hogan should win this, but it's, you know, who am I supposed to defend here, the murderer or the rapist? I mean, that's what it feels like in court when you put all the characters back into it.
It's like you need a shower after reading this, you know, reading the transcript of this stuff.
Let me find that was the exact comment, and I'm gonna go find this comment because it did make me chuckle. Where is it? Come back to me.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'll come back to you. And here's to say, but do you know, speaking of coming back, guess who came back to Raw this week?
Ah, yes. That is some good news. And I will get to that in just a second because I found the quote.
Okay. Go ahead.
This is from a poster on the fan boards whose name will remain. I will not reveal his name for sake of, if you want to find out, you can probably research this yourself. So I just read the New York Times article about Gawker's editor's testimony. I got to go take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
So away with the bad news. Bring me some good news. In fact, some very insane news. Yes, I did that.
Yes, you did. And that's another segue. Yes.
So yes, indeed. Welcome back, Sami Zayn, right into a feud and right the hell into WrestleMania.
Maybe.
Maybe, hopefully, possibly, probably.
Please.
There are people here who are going to pay, you know, paying $9.99 regardless. We would actually pay, you know, if it was going
to
cost.
We might actually consider paying the $50 to get it on the TV.
Yeah. If my frickin' dish didn't block it, I would. But, hey, WWE only wants $10. They're only going to get $10. But that's neither here nor there. Sami Zayn is back, and he and Kevin Owens are right back at each other's throats. And this time there might even be the Intercontinental title in the middle of it, although that seems to have drawn some other attention. Since The Miz has nothing better to do than to stir shit up, and he doesn't really need to in the case of Owens and Zayn.
And then some guy named Neville, he says he wants the belt.
And I would love to see that. So let's get them all together. Throw a couple of ladders at it.
Yeah, I was about to say, well, wait a minute. So now we've got Miz, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Neville. How many was the match last year?
Seven. Six? It was an odd. I remember it was an odd number because we discussed having, you know, trying to get one more in there.
Well, throw Dolph Ziggler and Stardust in there, and you're done. There you go.
I can see this.
We also We also continued the Lana Brie thing. Lana has been seen working really legitimately hard at the Performance Center, trying to get into ring shape. So
this is how you do it, Eva Marie. Anyway,
I'm just hoping though that this feud doesn't crash and burn like the Y2AJ shirt that burned in a bin.
Hey, that's another segue. Good job. Nice.
Hey, if that's gonna give us a match between the two of them at Mania, I'm okay with this. Interestingly enough, though, the home viewing audience did not get to see that whole segment.
Say what?
The segment was cut. AJ did come out.
WWE.com did not show the full damn thing. They only showed the burning of the shirt, and that was it.
Let me go find a... See, how quickly can I find SmackDown spoilers?
I can do that.
But yes, find SmackDown spoilers, and you will see that you see what really happened.
Well, I will keep looking.
Ah, I got it.
You got it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go for it.
Jericho comes out and cuts a great heel promo on AJ Styles and the fans that supported their tag team. Jericho lights a fire to an Y2AJ t-shirt and lets it burn in a garbage can. Jericho says Y2AJ is officially over. Then, AJ interrupts, but the Ascension attacks him out of nowhere. Jericho retreats to the ramp while AJ clears the ring of the Ascension and stares Jericho down.
The Ascension was so bad it killed an AJ promo.
I don't take that out of the realm of possibility, actually.
It must, or maybe they changed what they wanted to do with him booking wise, so they.
I think what they might have been worried about is that after they did that, Wrestling Logic usually would then put Y2AJ against the Ascension.
Well, considering that the Ascension was working with Stardust, then people would be confused and be like, hang on, so did Stardust send the Ascension after AJ Styles? I'm confused. What the hell? What is this?
And Jericho typically doesn't ask for help. If he's going to do something, he will take care of it himself. So, yeah, this wouldn't have made this. It doesn't even make sense reading it. So I fully understand. Oops, I should not have closed that. Let me look at something real quick. Getting back over to WrestleMania. Real quick on something. The New Day is getting an epic entrance.
Allegedly.
However, I don't know if they would consider it. Like I said, I would pay more than $9.99 to see the three of them come out on a draft horse done up like a unicorn.
I was just going to say, imagine this, and Jim, I'm sorry if this actually happens. You can kill me later. But Can you imagine if they actually brought out every pony from My Little Pony and had them all lined up with their unicorns hanging in the air, and then all of a sudden here comes a new day through the Valley of Unicorns, like, new day. Jim would lose his ever-loving mind.
I don't think they would actually use the copyrighted characters, but I could see, now I've got this image of a whole bunch of people in unicorn, in various multicolored unicorn fursuits lining the ramp, a la, hi, my name is John Cena from that many WrestleManias ago.
25, I think.
You know the entrance.
Yes, I do.
Where there was a sea of John Cenas, uh-huh. And the IWC almost had a heart attack and died. But yes, the same idea, except the ramp is lined with unicorns.
Yes, it's like the colorful version of the Druids.
I'm going to be pissed if this doesn't happen now.
I know you are.
I will be legit pissed if this does not happen.
Normally we're in the habit of saying don't give them ideas, but in this case,
give them ideas! Give them ideas!
Take my idea, please!
I'm going to say, directly after this podcast, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to send that idea through to WWE.com.
And
is it too late to draw paperwork with Hasbro?
I don't think it'd be that hard.
But no, wait, their figures are made by Mattel, right? So.
Yeah, but did the merger not go through? Because I thought Hasbro and Mattel were actually thinking about getting together, because there were 100 jokes about that.
Don't know, but... Oh, and by the way, Ryback continues to impress.
It's because you wouldn't expect a gorilla of a guy like him to be able to make a coherent, rational promo.
Well, no, it wasn't because of that. I mainly am surprised that his mic work has actually improved, because I remember back when he was Skip Sheffield doing mic work, and God, it sucked.
The character was so far away from what he is. I'm betting that was part of the problem.
But it's like, excuse me, Callisto, you shouldn't be a tag team with the Lucha Dragons. You should break out on your own. And he's not yelling it. He's speaking it. He's saying it and explaining it. Right?
That's what I mean. You don't expect meatheads like him to say 4 or 5 words with, you know, more than one syllable in them.
Well, at least now we...
just with the Tristies.
Sorry, you go.
No, that's all I had. Go ahead.
I was going to say, so, well, at least now we know who the U.S. title is going to be defended against at Mania 32.
Yeah, that's looking like it. And there's some... Let's see... With that in place, we've also got, let's see, Wrestling Observer put out their rumored card for 32, and a lot of this makes a whole lot of sense.
Oh, so what do we got?
Okay, Triple H versus Roman Reigns for the title.
Then can we sort of tie this into the Roadblock pay-per-view, or do you want to...
Let me read this through, and then we'll start talking Roadblock.
Got it, okay.
The Hell in a Cell, Shane McMahon versus The Undertaker. The Triple Threat Divas match, Charlotte, Becky Lynch, Sasha Banks. These are, you know, this is all pretty much in place. IC title match, Owens versus Zayn, with potentially Neville, Miz, and Ziggler. Thank you, Shane. Kalisto versus Ryback for the U.S. title. Dean Ambrose versus Brock Lesnar in a street fight. AJ Styles versus Chris Jericho, New Day versus League of Nations, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, a second women's match, which I've heard the rumors is going to be like an 8 women tag with Brie on one side and Lana on the other. and whatever else they want to throw on the pre-show. So, but we have this roadblock in the way that could shake up that card. Or at least that's the plan, or that's the hope.
It is my hope. It is my utmost hope. I am on my knees praying to the wrestling gods that Vince sees the error of his ways.
I'm sorry, but the amount of teasers we got on Raw and SmackDown, Jesus.
I don't mean to burst your bubble, Jason, but Dean has momentum.
I know.
But this is Dean, and I want Dean to do very happy, scary Dean stuff.
I will screw up the entire pay-per-view!
Which was pretty much the gist of his SmackDown promo. That, you know, he wants to win the title at Roadblock. He wants to screw up the WrestleMania plans. And with supposedly 100,000 set for AT&T Stadium, that's the rumor. That's actually plausible even with the set.
Are they starting to build it already?
Well, no, I'm just saying, just putting the typical, you know, granted, this, you know, typically the set usually takes up the entire end zone. Typically, if they're going to do it in there. Let me, because the rumor is that it's almost sold out, mm-hmm. and that they are going to break the Silver Dome overinflated record.
So, in other words, this number is going to be legit.
So, I'd like to see them get legit 100,000 people. I don't like the fact that it's in Jerry's backyard, but, you know, I'd still want to see it happen. But yes, Happy Scary Dean is at his happy, scary peak, and I would really love to see him take the belt off the evil boss, Dr. Levescu. Go ahead.
I was going to say, well, if Happy Scary Dean doesn't do it, from what we saw on Monday Night Raw, looks like there's a certain monster, or how does he call it? What does he call himself these days? He still calls himself Eater of Worlds, that will be more than happy to take the World Heavyweight title off him if Triple H survives Mania.
Considering that he's still a little pissed off that his match with another monster, or I should say a beast, got yanked from Mania so much that and now they're giving it at Roadblock.
That's true. Wyatt's been moved back a show. That's not cool. And there was a hint dropped on Raw about this. Because early on, the Wyatts were pseudo-siding with the Authority, mutual enemy. The fact that they hate Roman Reigns as much as the Authority does. But apparently the Authority doesn't like the Wyatts either. Obviously because they cannot control the Wyatts. So, if the narrative continues about Authority, then you've got another set of loose cannons that are willing to help screw up the pay-per-view from their own perspective. Now, you know, the comment was made in the last couple of shows, and Jason, you were the one who commented that these guys are beyond repair. Is this a repairable scenario?
What scenario are you specifically talking about? Now, I've been listening. I'm just wondering which one in particular.
The fact that the Wyatts could find a way to inch into the title picture after WrestleMania, despite how they've been booked over the last year.
Here's the thing to me. And I will just say this. Even if they inch into the title picture, we all know that Brock Lesnar is going to squash Bray Wyatt like a bug under 5 minutes. Okay? We know that's going to happen. Lesnar can't lose. Or there will be a DQ in less than 5 minutes or something to that effect to make Lesnar look strong. So it's just that the way – it's just the Wyatts have been booked so badly, I don't see it. I just don't see it being repairable. I want you guys to prove me wrong, so to speak.
So
I will admit, though, I am liking the new thing that they are doing in the ring. And the way Bray described it in a recent interview, I like the direction his train of thought is going. In which we've all seen them doing the upside down four horsemen sign in mm-hmm. the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the way Bray has described that in an interview is that he wants people to think of the Wyatt family as the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And when you see that sign, you know you're screwed.
Well, then they to Jason's point, they need to be booked that way.
Well, I think that's where Mania's going to be the kick-off point. So, hence where I do think Wyatt's may have a thing that's going to happen in the main event that's going to completely screw up the pay-per-view for everybody.
Yeah, okay. I was about to say,
And then also with earlier rumors of Braun Strowman winning the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, that might kick off a few little things, especially if he destroys the trophy and says, "That I don't need this trophy to prove I'm the most dominant thing in wrestling."
Which could lead to bigger and better things, or worst case scenario, a feud with the Big Show.
No, we've already seen that, and Big Show can't even get an inch off the ground to get that bear hug in, so we'll just leave it at that.
Just, you know, half joking, but oh, goodness. So what else did I have on my docket?
Ah, Mr. Monday Night.
Mr. Monday Night, and actually I've got some additional stuff for this. Recent news had been posted that RVD is the next on the list of wrestlers to donate his brain and spine to science when he passes on. But he has two angles for all of this. One definitely for concussion research. As he said, you know, I've had hundreds of concussions but I don't think I have any permanent damage. And he's discussed the fact that this is possibly because of his extensive marijuana use. And Nowinski said, you know what, you might be onto something. So they're actually going to look at it from that angle.
Like when RVD passes,
mm-hmm.
okay, is what Mr. Van Damme is saying that, hey, I smoked so much weed I prevented my brain from going, is that what is he trying to say?
That's pretty much what that's pretty much what Rob is saying. He doesn't believe. Now this is Rob saying it. So remember, just like Daniel Bryan didn't think he had extensive damage from his concussions. I don't believe Rob's had any of the cognition testing that Daniel Bryan went through. So it's an interesting way of looking at it. So just out of thanks, I sent him a note. You know, I just heard about your donation, was hoping to actually finagle that into something. Well, he wrote back, and I have to play this soundbite just for the necessity of what I'm going to be reading.
I want justice.
And the reason I say that is because of his response. And I quote, "I donated my shit 5 or 6 years ago. I love how the Rags report it as the latest to join the bandwagon."
Whoops. Oops. Okay. Oops.
So, yeah.
Sorry. So, dude.
Where's Brian Henniger when you need him? Get him to do a Kevin Hart impression. Like, well, Rob, maybe I might have told the news that you were behind me. I don't know. We'll just leave it at that.
That's not Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart.
Brian Henniger doesn't need to be here to mess people up.
Oh my god. Wow.
Shane, you know what? We're going to have to get you on that brain donation list, man.
Oh, man. No, I think he needs to smoke some of RVD's stash. It'll clear his head. Wow.
Did I say Kevin Hart or Kevin Nash? I'm confused.
You said Kevin Hart.
Sorry. Holy shit. Okay. Oh, I apologize. I meant to say Kevin Nash.
I know what you meant.
We give him any of RVD's stuff, he's going to say Kevin Klein. So, no.
No, he's going to say Kevin Bacon, maybe.
Kevin Chow. No, nobody wants Kevin Bacon's brain. That's fucked beyond raw repair.
VRM had the right idea, Kevin Kelly. No. That's a different kind of research, man.
Hey, I could have said a lot worse. I could have said Kevin Costner. I could have said Kevin Kelly. We'll just leave it at that. I could have said Kelly. We'll just.
Oh God,
Kevin! If they brought in Kelly. We already knew the answer to that. It's all going to come out blank. Thank you.
Oh man! Ow! Ow! Ow!
Woo! Woo. Thank you. I won't be on the show next week, so I got to get it in now.
No! Excuse me. The word is hip hip soray. If you know that.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Tip the waitress. Try the veal. Yeah, there we go.
No, try the veal. How's it go? Tip the veal. Try your waitress. Anyway.
Okay. Can we? Sort of bring the train back on the track here, sort of.
Go ahead.
There's not much track left, though.
No, there isn't, but there is a couple of things. Going back to Roadblock for a minute, yeah, go ahead. It's all right, Brian. It's all right.
You just called me Brian, god damn it!
Oh, man.
Do I need to end the show out of our to put us all out of our misery? Oh my lord!
No! So, okay,
I'm gonna wait for VRM to come around though.
Yeah, I know. Okay. There are a couple of more matches at Roadblock that we have to legitimately discuss, and there are two tag team matches.
Mm-hmm.
One of which, get this, people, is in the NXT tag team match.
Yeah.
Which is the Revival versus the realest guys in the room. How you doing? Okay.
Yeah.
And then you got the New Day versus the League of Nations. So the one that's more easy to me is, you know, New Day's gonna retain.
Yes, there is no reason to move the belts, and if the and since Barrett really has not clarified, or you know, he hasn't confirmed or denied anything about him renewing his contract or not. So depending on the outcome, though, I think you're right, Jason, that the New Day is going to retain, and he's not that far out the door. But go ahead.
No, I'm here. No, I'm just saying that the one belt that I think might change is that Enzo and Big Cass might take the NXT title belts for a little bit.
I'm not too sure about that. In fact, I think Roadblock, we're going to see the culmination of both tag team matches. Because I think we're going to see the Revival versus How You Doing Soft first, and Revival will retain, and I think this is going to drive Big Cass and Enzo Amore to the point where they're just like, you know what, we've had enough, and they're going to go to the next match and attack both teams to let them know they're here.
You're talking they're going to attack New Day and League of Nations.
Yeah, and then that will be their rise up to the main roster. Because we've been hearing about it that they're going to be either coming up before or after WrestleMania. So I think Roadblock's the place where it's going to happen.
I'm okay with this.
Well, while I may not watch it live, I will be watching it.
I won't be seeing it live either. So,
I'm just trying to see if there's anything else we need to discuss going through the news.
Well, let's see.
Oh, yes! There's going to be another network special. They announced it this week.
Oh?
It's going to be called... Where is it here? I just saw it. It is called WWE Live from London, September 7th. Okay?
Okay.
Tickets will go on sale in the UK March 16th. And then, by the way, there's also a new KO Mania cert, by the way.
Oh, Pixar, it hasn't happened yet.
You wanted to? All right, I'll get you picks. I'll get you picks. Hold on.
And somewhere, Curtis Axel is crying. Anyway,
are there new Roman Reigns tees? Oh, God. Interesting.
Let's see. Ah, yes.
Hold on. Take a look at the shop. It's the first one. Whoops. It is the first one in here. Take a look. What, you see it?
I see it, and I am thoroughly amused.
It is basically KO, you know.
This is what crazy-ass fans do.
Yeah. And by the way, Roman Reigns' new shirt is Spare No One, Spear Everyone.
They've had that on previous shirts, and I it just doesn't do anything for me. There's one here that's, you know, there's another one here with the fist drop, and it says, just says Believe That on the back.
Yeah.
I'd buy that first.
Until I see Roman Reigns come out and spear everyone in sight, then that means nothing.
And of course, the Finn Balor Bulletproof Club.
Yes, the Bulletproof Balor Club.
Yeah, and supposedly Anderson and Gallows will also debut very, very, very soon as well. Lucha Underground will be taping 10 dates. March 19th, 20th, 26th, 27th, 9th, 10th, 23rd, 24th, and 7th and 8th. So on the weekends for the, you know, let's see, over the next 2 months, over 5 weekends.
Okay.
To tape season 3, I believe. Oh, next week, here's a little thing. Here's a little DVD action for you. Okay?
Okay.
Best of Wrestling, Best of NXT Volume 1.
Ah, yes, that they've been hyping.
Yes. I mean, does anyone want a quick match list if you are interested? To just stretch a little thing.
Well, actually,
but WWE is actually editing out the curb stomp from them.
That I heard about, and that bothers me. Why are they doing that?
That's just stupidity. I mean, why would you edit out one of the moves that made FCW/NXT the way it was? That's how people got to know Seth Rollins, because Seth did that move so bloody well, that's what got him over with the fans. So
exactly. Okay, just for that, I'm not, you know, you do not get my money, WWE.
Yeah, it's not cool. I won't buy it. I mean, I'd love to have it, but sorry, if you're editing the curb stomp, not cool.
Just for that, I hope Seth Rollins returns at Mania 32 and curb stomps Triple H. But anyways, we'll just leave it at that.
Please. Okay. Well, in that case, I think we've done enough damage for one night. Not just to the news either. Before we go, we always got to sell some soap. Shane, you got anything?
No, I've got no soap except to apologize to Kevin Hart for confusing you with a 7-foot-tall man. We'll just leave it at that.
VRM, you got anything?
No, because I don't. Well, because normally Jason takes care of any BS news. We're not having a show, though, to cover free agency and whatnot, are we?
We might be. I'll have to ask Jim, because we talked about it when we were doing the Red State Blue State last night. So I would love to have one, because there's been a lot of moves in football. Mm-hmm. Retirements, trades, free agent signings, rumors of free agent signings, very big stuff. And hopefully I'll talk to Carl when that happens.
And some ass clown getting fired.
Released, yes. Bye-bye, Johnny. See ya. Have a drink on us, you know?
Johnny unemployment. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, Johnny unemployment.
Okay, so that means Jason's going to have to do all the rest of the shilling.
Okay, time to shill. We have recorded a new episode of Touch Mall. Last Hot Stove Edition before the new season starts in about 3 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable, you know. We talked about a certain Yankee pitcher being suspended for 30 days. We talked 30 games. We talked about the DH rule in the National League, maybe. We talked about maneuvers and stuff and how one New York man decided to go on a Pimp My Ride car show and even came in on a horse. Oh, I'm sorry, a pony. No, a horse, a real horse. That would be Yoannis Cespedes. I don't know if you saw that or not.
I didn't, but that is very, very amusing.
So, we will talk about that. Brian Henniger and I will be doing another episode of Pixel Nation, as sponsored by the Freaking Awesome Network. We're going to be talking the latest video game news. And in a surprise to absolutely no one, The Division smashed all Ubisoft records and their servers at the same time.
Ooh.
You know.
That's good, right?
Yeah, it is. Because Watch Dogs sold 4 million in like its first week. It broke that. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It is pretty amazingly cool. Of course, we recorded a very interesting Red State, Blue State last night. For the first couple of hours, we actually live-capped the debate while it was going on, the Republican debate. And then we also talked about the latest machinations, behind-the-scenes stuff, and what potentially may or may not go down, depending on delegates, elections, convention, not convention, et cetera, et cetera.
And a riot in Chicago. How about that?
That happened after we recorded.
Yeah, that happened about 5 hours ago.
Yeah. We'll talk about that on the next one, but yes, we'll talk about that. Paper review, of course. Spec riffs, of course. We Love to Interrupt recorded a new episode this past Wednesday. We talked about a brutal episode of Survivor where three people went down in 120-degree heat. I mean, really, really legit, like, down. One guy actually had to be pulled from the game because of heat stroke. Literally almost died right there on set. No joke. Not cool. And you can listen to all the programs that are on here on SpectrumOne.net. And, of course, TuneIn Radio, best free radio app out there. But TuneIn Radio, get your app at the Google Play Store or the Apple Store. So, there you go. That's that.
And I really don't have anything to promote because I am right here. However, I do not see myself being on next Friday's show due to travel considerations. But I know that the show will be in very good hands. Or at least you guys better not screw this up, please.
We won't.
Yeah, I heard that chuckle.
I smell something. Bullshit.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So, for Jason Block, for Bad News Beeman, for VRM, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. I hope you've had as much fun listening to it as we had producing it. So, keep in touch, and in the meantime...
Keep it tight! Keep it tight!
CLW83 is now Spectrum One, a spectrum of podcasts all in one place. Online and on demand anytime at SpectrumOne.net.
The preceding podcast has been a presentation
this
of Spectrum One.
Spectrum One.
Online and on demand at SpectrumOne.net.